And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. officials told the Associated Press Saturday Israel has basically signed on to a Gaza ceasefire deal, and the onus is now on Hamas to agree to the terms. The two sides have reportedly been negotiating through mediators in Cairo and are scheduled to resume Sunday. Speaking at the White House Friday, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the deal currently on the table would trigger a six-week ceasefire that would include the release of most, if not all, Israeli hostages.
With the fighting stopped, aid will be able to flow more freely, and we hope at an increased level. And of course, the hostages, starting with women, the elderly, and the wounded, can be released in stages and returned to their families.
U.S. officials on Saturday also confirmed three U.S. Air Force cargo planes dropped 66 bundles containing about 38,000 meals into Gaza. The airdrop is expected to be the first of many announced by U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday. As Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports, the drops come as the humanitarian situation in Gaza is dire.
As the U.S. begins airdropping aid to Gaza, it comes as the chaos punctuated by heavy Israeli fire that killed 115 Palestinians trying to get food from an aid convoy highlights the desperation of people trying to survive. A U.N. team recently visited a hospital meeting those who were injured while waiting for life-saving aid. U.N. official Georgios Petropoulos describes the situation.
We have seen children as young as 12 that were injured yesterday. These events cannot be allowed to go on. We need to have safe, secure passage throughout Gaza to reach the people that need humanitarian aid.
Palestinians are particularly struggling to survive in the hard-hit north. International aid officials say the region is devastated by catastrophic hunger, with one in six children suffering urgent malnutrition. I'm Mimi.